You are now listening to the Heroes for Sale podcast. Whether you are a new collector or a seasoned pro, on a daily basis, I cover topics to help you grow your hobby knowledge and strategies to make you money in the market. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. My name is Adam. I am your host. So this is the second part of, I don't know, I guess it's a series. It was more just I didn't want the show to run too long yesterday, so I wanted to break up. There was basically four sets of cards that I was talking about. So on yesterday's podcast, I talked about the Charizard PSA 10 First Edition Holo. Also, there was a Blastoise and Venusaur that sold in those same auctions. I believe the Blastoise sold for 46K. I can actually just pull it up right here. Sold for 46, and then the Venusaur sold for 35K. Pretty crazy. Like, I think I posted on Instagram, and the whole point that I was making about that one was that I don't know if those were the highest for those two cards, but I feel like they must be. If the Charizard was the highest, then those other two must have been. And then the other card that I talked about in yesterday's podcast was The Rock 1994. I think it's just called the 1994 Miami Bumblebee perforated card or whatever. Also, kind of something that I didn't see until yesterday after I recorded was The Rock actually tweeted about this card, which, you know, that's... I mean, The Rock acknowledging that the card exists. I mean, I think that means it's on his radar. Now, granted, I'm sure The Rock tweets about stuff that he doesn't really care about necessarily. Like, I'm sure there's ads and stuff. But, I mean, stuff like this, where The Rock is actually talking about, acknowledging that his card exists, is pretty crazy. And, I mean, that kind of brought up the point that there's also a 1997... WWF set that has a Rock, has The Rock, it has Stone Cold, I think there was Shawn Michaels in there, so there is a WWF set, which I think someone brought up the point that the WWF set, I think, they think holds more value, and I think this was their point, and if not, then this is the point that I'm going to make. The WWF set holds more value because WWF switched to WWE, and that, I think the WWF era of wrestling is probably one of the most iconic eras of wrestling of all time. And then, say, similar to the 90s Miami Dolphins, or excuse me, Miami Hurricanes, the 90s Miami Hurricanes is one of the most iconic groups. It's one of the most iconic football group teams. I don't know how long exactly they stayed together. Because they made a two-part documentary, which the interesting thing was they didn't really talk that much about The Rock in those documentaries. I think they may have talked about him a little bit, but, you know, I don't think he really played that much. So that's probably the reason why he wasn't really super influential in that, on that team. So that could probably be the reason. So on today's episode, we're going to talk about the new price of the T206 Honus Wagner that recently sold, and then we're also going to talk about the Messi and Ronaldo PSA 10s that sold, I think that must have been still in September, probably maybe right at towards the end. I'm looking for the price of them right now, actually. But so first, the Honus Wagner T206, it was a PSA 3, and it sold for $3.2 million, which makes it the highest price vintage card of all time, beating out the previous record, which was a PSA 5 T206 Honus Wagner that sold for $3.1 million back in 2016. So there's also a PSA 1, just so everybody knows, there's a PSA 1 that's also selling on Golden Auctions in the next few, or this next round, at least. And I would say that card's probably, if the PSA 3 is $3.2 million, I'd say the 1 is probably going to be in the 1 to 1.5 range. I think that's still a super... I mean, any of these T206 cards... There's also a PSA 9 T206 of a player, and I forget the player's name. But it's... I think it's... From what I saw, it was the highest graded T206 card of all time. And I don't know when it was graded. I'm assuming it had to have been graded a while ago because... You know, these T206 cards are from like 1909, I think. I think the set came out. It was between 19, and I may be mistaken here, and if someone knows for sure, they can correct me, but I'm pretty sure the set was like over a couple years, if I'm not mistaken. So the T206, so I think it was 1909 to 1911. I'm pretty sure that's when the set was involved. And yesterday I talked on the podcast. I didn't really have too much to say about this, and I think it's more of just showing that vintage is kind of, I don't know, maybe it's the allure of the T206 that makes this card so expensive and what it's done to the value. And I know I talked about on TikTok, I was posting some videos about buying Hall of Famers versus current players, and I think that's going to be another podcast for another day, but it kind of shows that, like, vintage, I think, is always going to have the old-school type of feel to it, where people want something that's old, I think. And maybe it's just that older people with money maybe want something that's old. Like, in... Because someone looks at that card, okay, so let's compare here. So, like, let's say someone is looking at buying this T206, and they're looking at that versus, like, maybe, I don't know, or I mean, maybe they're looking at that card versus the Mike Trout card. And, you know, as much as Mike Trout is probably the best player of this generation, he still has not really done that much in the playoffs. Now, granted, Honus Wagner, I don't know if Honus Wagner, World Series, like, but did he play? You know, I'm not even really going to get into Honus Wagner's playing career because I haven't done enough research about it, so I don't know. But if you look at that card itself, which granted, you're getting a one of one if you're getting the Super Fractor, but the Honus Wagner, it just has maybe it's just the fact that it's a piece of history where the newer cards, they're, you know, I still think that going forward in the future, those cards are going to be looked at as pieces of art and pieces of history that kind of commemorate and remember these time periods where these players were at the height of their careers. And it's also going to kind of encapsulate a time period where, you know, I don't know, 2009, I guess, would have been that Mike Trout. So people are going to look back on that and say people didn't even know Mike Trout was going to be good. And I think once we get, I don't know. I mean, I think once we get to 2100, like that, the year 2100, that's when the Mike Trout card is going to be as old as the Honus Wagner is right now. So I think maybe that's another thing that people look at and they say, well, then maybe you would want the Mike Trout card because now, granted, who knows what's going to happen 100 years from now? Like, who knows where we're at if the robots have taken over, if the world's blown up and we're restarting society and when actually all this type of stuff and sports cards aren't even around 100 years. And I don't know, you know, 100 years, who can really guess? But I think someone looks at the Honus Wagner and they say it's a piece of art, and that's kind of where, and it's a piece of art in the sense that, like, it's literally just, it's old. Like, and I think the fact that it's just old also kind of makes that card more valuable than one of the newer, more modern cards. And I think that's pretty much all I've got for that one specifically. So I'm going to move on to the Messi and Ronaldo PSA 10s that sold. Let's see if I can pull up the date exactly. Tuesday. So that's when I screenshotted this. I don't know it for sure when exactly these sold, but it looks like I think it was in September still, I'm pretty sure. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was. So the Messi PSA 10 2004 Panini Mega Cracks sold for $116,988, so basically $117,000. And then the Ronaldo PSA 10, that was a 2003 Panini Mega Cracks, sold for $41,211. So my initial thoughts on that, those two cards specifically, is that the Ronaldo should be much higher. Like, the conversation of who is a better player, Messi or Ronaldo, is you could ask 100 people and you could it would be probably 50-50, and if not 55-45 in one direction. So the fact that that Ronaldo card is is almost three times less than the Messi card doesn't really, I don't think that makes much sense. I think that, and I don't think, and I also don't think that, I think the Messi card is priced correctly, but I think the Ronaldo card should be higher in price. And I think with those products specifically, back then, you really weren't looking at too high of a print run. So I think with those types of cards, with like the older, and it's actually kind of surprising that the those two players even really have. And I think it's the fact that, like, I think it was the fact that, I don't know, I'm not sure, you know, because you look at a lot of, like, superstars in soccer, and some of them don't really have, like, a defined rookie. Like, most of them have cards from early on in their career. And I know, you know, I posted the Ronaldo card because I think I posted about, I think it was a PSA 10 selling like a while ago. Maybe, I mean, it had to have been in like February or January, I think. So I just paused the recording to go and check to see when the Ronaldo TikTok that I made was. And I looked and it was January 29th and the card sold a PSA 10. I don't know if it was the same one, the same PSA 10, but it sold for $4,700, not $41,000. So, you know, that person has got some pretty crazy returns. And I'm actually going to look up the PSA pop reports on both of these cards because I think that will be kind of interesting. So 2000, so we're going to look at Messi first, 2003 Mega Crack. Great, phenomenal. Here we go. Yeah. So I think this is the Messi, or is this the Ronaldo? I think, actually, I can just look it up really quick. So 2003, sorry, 2003 is the Ronaldo, which Ronaldo actually, so that, is this, is it, so this, I think here's the data, basically. So there's only 111 of these cards, of total PSA. There are 37 PSA 10s of the Ronaldo card. 37. So this is basically one of 37. And like I've talked about in the past, these cards, when you get old, when every year that goes by, you're probably going to get less and less of these cards getting graded. Because first of all, I talked with Aaron on Slab Stocks last Sunday, I guess. I think the episode came out. If you haven't checked that out, definitely go check it out. We talk about a ton of soccer stuff. So we talked about how, I mean, these cards, nobody was really, like, even in January, I was actually surprised when this card sold, the Ronaldo, sold for $4,700, because I thought that was pretty high for where the market was at in January. So that was pre-COVID. That was when I think Mbappe's, and I'm using that as a reference because I had bought them and I was selling them at times. I sold a couple of them. That was when Mbappe cards were probably still only like $250, if I remember correctly. Like I said, I don't exactly remember, but I'm pretty sure they may have even been cheaper than that. They may have still been in the $100 range because I sold one at the beginning of August for $600, which obviously that's, you know, that was not an ideal sale, but I sold it I was fine with selling it because I was selling it to a friend, so that I was fine with that. But the rise kind of came, and I remember it went from like 40 to 100 and then 100 to 250, and it was kind of surprising. And I'm actually kind of a little bit disappointed in myself, because the only reason that I sold for 250 was because when I was posting about the cards being $250, everyone was like, nope, those are being shilled. Like, those aren't actually being sold. Like, no one's actually buying them. So I decided to, I was like, I'll just sell one for 250. And, you know, I don't know if I'm trying to stop saying, you know, because I feel like I keep saying that. But I sold one because I was like, well, I don't know. I think somebody, I mean, if someone's buying them, then they're not, I don't know. I don't think that means they're being shilled, which, you know, granted, that's kind of maybe the whole point is like the people are shilling them and then they're selling. So, you know, I don't know if, because then also, and then went up to 600, like I said. So that card, there's only 37 of them total. I don't know how many BGS. So now we're going to go to the 2004, which is the Messi card. So just the fact that there's only Panini, the Mega, oopsies, Panini Mega Cracks, which I think that Mega Cracks should try and make a comeback, because there was a 2019 Mega Cracks. Yeah, here's the Messi. So let's type in Messi here. There's 20 Messis. So I don't think that there's 194 total, and then there's 20 PSA 10s. So I don't think the fact that there are 17 more Ronaldos versus the Messis, that really makes too much of a difference. Like, if we're talking famous people, I would say Messi has been probably in the news a little bit more recently just because he was trying to leave. He was trying to leave Barcelona this last offseason, and he was trying to force his way out. And let's be completely honest. I mean, he was trying to get out of the contract for whatever reason, and, you know, that was kind of, I don't know. He's kind of been doing this sort of thing for a while. Like, I remember after, I don't know if it was the 2000, I guess it must have been the 2018 World Cup, where he said that he was going to retire from the Argentinian team because they weren't doing well. And I don't know, maybe he was embarrassed or what have you, but he said that he was going to retire from that. And I don't know 100% if he is actually going to do that. So, you know, Barcelona also lost a lot of talent this offseason. Like, Sergio Aguero, no, not Sergio Aguero, Suarez, he left. They've lost like a bunch of really good talent, but they did bring, I mean, they brought Sergio Dest in. Now, granted, you know, that's kind of, maybe I'm a little bit biased here saying that I'm happy that they brought Dest in because obviously he's American. And I think the other big kind of news about Barcelona and Juventus is that they're going to be playing in the group stage. And obviously, most people probably know that Weston McKennie went to Juventus. So we're going to see in the group stage, and I think this is the first time, if I remember seeing the news correctly, this is the first time that Messi and Ronaldo will be playing each other in the group stage. That also means that Dest and McKennie will also be playing each other. So that's going to be a pretty exciting matchup to watch, will be that Juventus-Barcelona matchup. Sorry, I had my Starbucks here. I was just taking a sip, trying to get my mind going a little bit quicker. So overall, my thoughts on the Messi and Ronaldo cards is, I think the Messi price is probably correct, with there only being 20, which is pretty mind-blowing if you ask me. Actually, shoot. So let me go back to the point that I was trying to make, one of the original points that I was making. When I was talking to Aaron about the Mbappe cards and how there were a certain amount of them, because we were talking about how there probably won't be too many more PSA 10s after this first kind of quick round of grading. And this does typically tend to happen. Like, you will, like, when you see kind of a price increase like this, you do then typically see more cards getting sent in to get graded. Like, that's why when I was buying the Mbappe PSA 10 silvers and non-silvers back in this last summer, there was probably around 20 PSA 10 silvers, and there was about 200 base PSA 10s. So when those Mbappe cards go up, everyone goes, oh, I have a bunch of these, because if they were buying soccer, or, you know, if they bought the or if they bought the 2018 Prism cards, they probably didn't even really realize what they had at the time. So they either just put the cards back into the box, and they put the box into storage, or they just, like, put them into some sort of box and like didn't even really know what they had. I would say that yes, Messi and Ronaldo, people should probably realize what they had. But if these cards are from 2003 and 2004, if someone was opening up product back then, I'd say there's a decent chance that they don't even remember that they had these cards. So I'm wondering how many of these cards are just sitting in boxes. And then kind of what ends up happening after that is after they sit in these boxes, they kind of, people move, or the boxes move and they kind of get dented. So this is another reason why when the cards get older, it gets harder for the PSA 10s to come into, to get graded a PSA 10, because, you know, how many people have these cards in good condition? I don't think anybody really knows that. Like, how many cards even of this product do we think there is? That's kind of the other thing. Like, how many boxes were even made? I don't think anybody really... Panini will never say that. Also, this is back in 2003, 2004, so sports cards, I mean, you look at some of the other products, I guess, from those years. Like, the 2003-2004 era wasn't really, like, that was kind of right after the junk wax era. So I think that's kind of when we saw a little bit of a decline when it comes to sports cards and the popularity. I would say over the past, I don't know, 30 years, it probably was like 2003 to maybe probably the Mike Trout era, or even the 2011 when Mike Trout was a rookie, or when Bryce Harper was a rookie. Those eras right there is probably one of the least popular eras for sports cards. And I may be mistaken here too as well. This is just based off of my knowledge of kind of hearing people talk about the industry, and just from seeing kind of the players that were around then and kind of looking at products. So, you know, I may not be totally correct here. And if someone has been around for the past 20 years and has been in sports cards, please reach out and let me know if I'm incorrect here. But this is based off my knowledge of all that stuff, saying that I don't think people probably just didn't even realize, like, because if you were to I'm trying to think of an example. Even if you were to hypothetically say you opened up product in 2017 and there was a rookie in there that, like, kind of popped off, like, sure, maybe you're thinking, oh, I remember opening up some product back in 2017. If it's 2020 or 2019 or 2018, whatever. And it's kind of similar. Like, there's probably a ton of people that didn't even know Kyle Lewis before this season. So I think, I know Kyle Lewis and Messi Ronaldo isn't exactly a good example, but I'm just saying people probably opened up a ton of Series 1 and had a bunch of Kyle Lewis cards, and they didn't even realize that they had Kyle Lewis cards because he wasn't necessarily one of the top rookies that everybody was really looking out for. So people didn't really know, and that's just from this year. So if it's 2015, maybe. I'm trying to think of an exact example of why there may not be many more of these PSA 10s. If it's 5 years ago, if you were opening product 5 years ago, think about that and think about the random kind of rookies that kind of, like, maybe Tim Anderson could be an example. Like, I don't think Tim Anderson before last year was really a household name in baseball. So there's probably a ton of people that have cards of his from 2016 that they weren't in any type of top loader. They weren't in any type of penny sleeve. They were just thrown either back into the box they opened, or they were thrown into some sort of sorting box. And, you know, you probably could have bought those cards. Like, I will, so even for an example, after he won the AL, because he did the thing with the bat flip thing, and then he won the AL, well, so he won the AL batting title last year, but he also won the rookie, or the player of the month, I think, in April of last year. So I bought some of his cards, and I bought them for $1. Now, I haven't sent any of them in for grading, but either way, like, I just think that there's people that have, people don't realize what they've got. Maybe until it's a little bit too late with these cards, maybe too. So I just think that you probably won't see. So I'd say the population of these cards, it's probably similar to like the LeBron. Like I think probably LeBron maybe brought people back in. So maybe I am incorrect because I would say people probably came back in because of LeBron. But then after that, maybe there was a little bit of a slowdown. I like I said, I'm not 100% sure. I'm just kind of making an assumption based off of knowledge that I have. But either way, I think that these cards are important. I think these cards will probably be some of the more important. Like, if you, down the road, I think we probably see these cards selling for, I mean, I don't know. I don't think they'll be $1 million, but I would say the $300,000-$500,000 range. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility based off of how many of these cards there are. And based off of how famous Messi and Ronaldo are. But that's all I've got for this episode today. I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you for subscribing. If you've done that on Apple Podcasts, if you want to leave a review, that would also be phenomenal. Thank you for listening on Spotify. That's all I've got. Thank you for following Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Reddit, all those good places. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.